Life is good. Just ask co-founder John Jacobs, who, along with his brother, Bert, founded the company by the same name in 1994. The idea became a mission statement and has been emblazoned on t-shirts across the nation and the world. The Boston Brothers designs typically include Jake, a stick figure that has done and can do anything, with a following that is appreciative, if not inspirational. John Jacobs will be at one of the first company stores in Saratoga Springs, signing the founder's publication, Life is Good, the book. This is a shorter podcast, mainly because the charismatic John Jacobs seemed to enjoy my own foray into marketing, as I used Daily Gazette newspaper mascot Newsy as my Zoom background for our call. When we did get down to business, it was an enjoyable and memorable experience. Please enjoy my conversation with Life is Good co-founder and chief creative optimist, John Jacobs. Yeah. And Mahanasin, which is down in Schenectady in the Rotterdam area, that school invited Newsy over for dress rehearsal. And so they sang New York with Newsy directing. So that was on my wife's bucket list, to have Newsy at Newsy's. So your daughter to do that at such a young age is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
He had a blast with it. It was great. So man, Stan, you're juggling a lot. I like that. It's good to be busy.
That's the small window. Yeah, right. So I was telling Audrey, I said that I love Thursday. It's my day off. So I can get one or two things I really want to get done. And you were on there. And as I said, I caught your appearance literally in the store window. I was up on assignment in Broadway and I walked by and I loved the shirts, and the 250 shirts caught my eye. And then I saw just a quick, performing tomorrow, you. And I'm like, oh my, so I wrote it down and checked my life in arts. And I'm like, Tom, you know this?
I know I'm performing, but I can't wait to see what I'll do.
Look, you're a peer. You suck.
I need my hands on whatever file.
I'll work on my New York, even though it's a sports rival. Yeah.
The only thing that was lacking is having it outside the window with a little tear tag for a ticket. come see John Jacobs.
I love it.
You know,
are you going to be there, Stan, or are you?
I am out tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to swing by on my tour.
I would like nothing more than people to request songs. Like I'm a terrible singer, but I would love to make that part of the event.
This is the new bucket list, the Tiny Desk Concert with John Jacobs. This is it. Let's, Audrey, you're on this now.
I love it.
On this now.
Yeah, we can work on the set list.
So, of course, Audrey, I require a smoke machine as well.
Right.
Yeah, and a long rider. I'll get it to you later.
Absolutely.
Acts and stuff.
So, again, this kind of, I sent some of these over. And again, it's about what brings you, to Saratoga, tomorrow to, I call it a company store. I mean, your product is in thousands of stores, but, being in retail, I mean, there's a difference between a company store and then having your product in different locations. So what brings you to Saratoga? Now we know Cooperstown is a big hook.
Well, I have heard great things about your area for so long. And John Nemji is one of our very first store owners. He's been almost 30 years. He's been involved with Life is Good. And he's the real deal. He's a hardcore like kayak guy, bike. He's actually created his own festivals, paddle festival, bike race, always for a good cause. His interests is just like, he's like a local mascot of Life is Good. He's a music enthusiast. And so I've always wanted to go out there. And then one of our teammates was like, what if we did a local event and you got to meet customers? One of my favorite things about my job is hearing people's own stories that intersect with Life is Good's, because our mission is to spread the power of optimism. And it seems like ever since we started, people are always like, we need this more than ever. And I think the mainstream news media does tend to tilt toward the sensational and the negative, because they found that drives ratings. You know, they found that long ago. And yes, bad stuff's happening and there's intense stuff happening around the world. But we've found that over time, you know, whether it was, well, there's so much to share. But what I was going to say is that when you are able to focus more of your energy on positives, starting with very simple things like access to nature. You know, when I think of Saratoga Springs, the lake, the trees, the biking, the kayaking, the music, that main street, like that's these are things to savor and to appreciate. And there's certain people that are, even if they're facing difficult things in their life, they make an intentional choice to focus on those things because we find that what we focus on grows. It doesn't magically, you know, wipe away challenges, but it helps like reset yourself back to gratitude. And that is a rock solid foundation to work from and to live from. I'll stop there because I could go on.
So on the business side of things, what went into, like I said, you know, he was one of the early, you know, as I said, company stores. How did Saratoga, was Saratoga always on your map? I mean, you're based in the true Northeast.
Yeah.
You know, so where did Saratoga, was it kind of like that, you know, we like Vermont, but was there just an attraction to Saratoga Springs itself?
Well, honestly, like a lot of times our brand started officially in 94 after some very humble years sleeping in the van and me and my brother, Bert. And trying to sell teas in college dorms, having some ups and downs, a lot of downs, not a lot of successes there. And then finally, after 5 years of doing that, we made a Life is Good shirt based on what I was saying about like noticing the news was very tilted toward the more negative stuff. And we wondered if people would respond to something very simple and positive. And thankfully they did. That was at a street fair. And to answer your question, like, we didn't know anything about retail, so we started like knocking on retail doors like we had done in the dorms. Would you take 24 shirts? Would you try this out? And eventually enough people said yes, and wow, they sold really fast. And then fast forward a few years later, as we're figuring out the business, people are raising their hand around the country saying, and John is one of them, saying like, I believe in these values, optimism, gratitude, creativity, love, and simplicity, like, and the environment in Saratoga Springs is a great fit. The people are a great fit. And we had people raise their hand who knew way more about retail than us saying that. So that's how it kind of organically grew in the late 90s and early 2000s. And yeah, again, I'll stop there because I can just go.
And we talked, you know, early on, we talked about, you know, being in the store and you look at a lot of the things and being on the speaking circuit and talking about Life is Good and your appearances, you know, you're at corporate retreats, you're in big rooms per se, you're TED talking, mm-hmm. You're kind of like almost behind the counter tomorrow. Just you're face to face with your people. How different is that? Do you look forward to that? Is there more pressure on it? Cause like you may get the direct question.
Oh no, it doesn't feel like pressure at all. I started to say earlier, like I love hearing the personal individual stories of customers because I feel like one out of two will share something like very personal, meaningful. They'll go deeper. And that was a huge learning for us. So If I had to look back, our mom was the number one inspiration for our brand. She dealt with a lot of stress, raising six kids on my dad's slim salary. He had a real temper. It was a chaotic house that she was managing, but she somehow managed to access playfulness in the form of storytelling, singing, dancing. Let's get out and play wiffle ball or something. She brought that positive energy to the table. And I think whether we were super conscious of it at the time, it dramatically impacted our lives in a great way. So as we grew up, and certainly when we were trying to get the business going and sleeping in the van, like, we were able to make a joke after we were rejected, kicked out of a dorm, we didn't sell any shirts, you know, people wanted no part of us. Like, we were able to crack a joke. Me and Bert grew up in bunk beds. We're youngest of six kids. So, like, yeah, we get on each other's nerves sometimes, but we're really tight and we're very united in our mission to spread the power of optimism. So, like, we were able to crack jokes and move on and say, okay, where's the next school on the map? We're gonna make this happen. I think Joan embedded that kind of spirit in us. And when it comes to the next big learning, yes, we had to figure out the nuts and bolts of business, but what we didn't plan on was these letters from customers. Half of them were like, hey, thank you for celebrating road trips or my dog or music or yoga or all these healthy, simple things. The other half, we definitely didn't predict. It was like, thank you for helping me get through chemo. I wore your life as good hat and it reminded me to stay positive. Or, you know, we all wore life as good shirts to the memorial service for my brother because he lived with that spirit. And Bert and I were like, whoa, like, we're so moved, but we didn't know what to do with those letters. We were scrambling to figure out the business. It just took us a few years to realize we just have to share these stories because they help people feel less alone, because we all go through difficult things. So at that time, it was like barely had a website, but we would put the letters on the website. And then we would share the letters verbally with our team, our tiny little team. But we saw the impact that would have. We started calling those stories fuel. And to this day, it's like the backbone of our brand, the customer's stories. They share their photos, their videos, their written stories. And, you know, I always think like, okay, at this stage, we have momentum and we've been around for a while. If you don't happen to believe the t-shirt guy, listen to this story. You know, this person went through hell in this form, and somehow they emerged with this elevated sense of gratitude and optimism. So customer stories are incredibly inspiring to us. And that's why it was a long answer, but to be there in the store and hopefully get to meet customers face to face and hear their, you know, own journeys, that's an honor, and it's really fun for me as well.
When you look at life is good, and I was a sports writer for the first almost 25 years in the business, I equate everything to appreciate a win. You have to be the Detroit Pistons, you have to be the Bulls, you have to go through somebody and lose, because then when you win, everything is much richer and you appreciate it more. So when you were a younger John and you had those fails, and then life in good really sprouts and takes off.
Yeah.
Did you ever fast forward 30 years and think, wow, this is what this is going to be? Did you ever think that back in 96 and things like that? Can we imagine?
It was a hope. It was vague. Me and Bert had talked when we were really fledgling, like, how does a brand become a brand? You know, like Nike or Polo or, you know, Patagonia, or, you know, like, what does that mean? And then once Life is Good, that one shirt at the street fair sold, which was, it's one thing for people to say that's cool, that's cute or whatever, but when they're saying I need that, I really want to wear that, that was a big breakthrough. And it felt immediate, like, oh my gosh, this is our core belief, like in three little words, and people want to buy it, like this is incredible. Where those other brands that we might admire, they weren't exactly our thing. So this felt so natural. And to answer your question, like, I mean, it's a very vague dream of like, just like, oh, I would love to reach way more people with this message. And probably that first day, it's just sort of like scratching your head, like, how do you get even into a retail store? But we were, you know, we were kind of big dreamers. So we were hopeful, but It's fun, the stuff you learn along the way, like hiring people that are smarter than you, especially in areas where you're not strong, and you know, like you stumble along. But I feel like one thing we're decent at is making friends. So that was a very helpful skill, whether it's retail partners or employees or, you know, just calling friends. At that time, it was like friends' parents. Like, do you have any experience with business? And it is, you know, comical the how naive we were. I remember this guy saying, what do you have on the books for next year? And I was like, what book? And he's like, the order book, like the order bank. And we're like, where is that? What bank? You know, and we're like, and he's like, how do you decide like how many shirts to make? He's like, we'd say, it seems like we double every year, so we're just gonna like make double stuff. He's like, yeah, that's a very scary way. You actually want to go out and get orders, and then you know what you're gonna sell, and like just learning that stuff. We didn't have a formal business background, so it was fun. But I will say the message was so strong, it just kind of carried us through.
And then tomorrow's appearance, what time? I don't know if I saw the time.
It's noon to 4.
Noon to four. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's right in the heart.
Saratoga on Broadway. And it's going to be a good time. And, you know, I hit on the more serious stories, but I love hearing the silly stuff too. And I love I feel like when we talk about stuff we love, that grows and it gives us energy, you know? So, you know, for John Nemji, that might be kayaking, bike. We might meet someone that's, you know, they're into comedy or they're into sailing or whatever, but like, I get energy just hearing people do it. And I'm lucky to have a lot of those. By the way, I didn't realize you're 25 years as a sports writer.
I'm my first 25. So I age like Denzel. So I've been doing this almost 30 years now.
I age like Denzel.
And I tell people all the time, if this was hard work, I'd quit tomorrow.
Right.
But I love it, and I don't want to do anything else, and I won't do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, that's another line that's been on a lot of our shirts for you. Do what you love, love what you do. And it, yeah, I feel the same way. You know, I like to write and draw when I was like 5, and then I fell in love with like just meeting people. And Bert and I got to travel. He's a similar travel, meet people, hear their stories, get to be creative. It's so fortunate. And now, like I said, our team is just so strong, and a lot of smarter people alongside or really driving the business day to day. So it's awesome.
Yeah. And then I did give you the lead. I usually keep this embargoed, but I did pass along the closing question, which I always call the toughest question that I like to ask interviewees. And that's, what's next?
Oh, I don't know why that would be tough. I really was tempted to go back into my own. When you said that about sports, I won't even give you the specific example, but that resonates so much. Like you, certain like high school stuff doesn't exactly land the way you thought it was going to, like in a certain different sports. And then intramural of all things in college, like I went to a very large school, so intramural was a big deal, very competitive. And like winning, like upsetting that team in the finals in hoops, I was like, I think I just won the World Series. Like, this is the greatest thing in the world. My roommate was like, we're going to need a crowbar to get the smile off John's face for the next 3 months. Anyway, you asked about what's next. I mean, we have a lot of exciting partnerships happening that I'm really proud of. American Red Cross, we really were able to help them boost their blood donations with a partnership last year. That's going to keep rolling forward. The ASPCA for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. We make, you know, specific shirts and connect with them on that deeper level. And then, you know, fun ones, like maybe it's not on your radar. Like we make guitars now with Martin Guitar, like, and it's incredible. Like whether it is a product category like that one that just seems so natural for Life is Good, or you're just really inspired or moved by the mission of another company and you say, why can't we work together? And, you know, you've probably found the same thing. Like, it's people get caught up in like wanting to have their name on it or do it themselves, but it's not nearly as fun. So more and more collaborations are happening like that, and it feels really exciting.
So on the current plan, it's Saratoga Friday, Cooperstown Saturday, and then back to work on Monday, or do you have more stops? Or
no, I'll be back at work on Monday. Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, yeah. I appreciate taking the time. Again, as Audrey said, safe travels. I love the 12 to 4 window because that works perfectly for me to do a flyby.
Awesome.
And stop by and see you and get a quick photo of you chatting and checking in with John. And then I'm sure we'll circle back with him and I'll put him, like I said, on the business editor hat side. I'll make sure that he's part of our holiday shopping, especially when it's like, when you can't think of something, I think you can get any adult a Life is Good because, and I talked to Audrey, I think I saw the 250 Life is Goods that were just so entertaining and meaningful. And then I saw your appearance and I'm like, okay, this is kismet. I'm like excited about a shirt. And now one of the co-founders is going to be, I'm like, then we got to try to make this happen.
Right on. I mean, yeah, we do feel like at this point, there's so many graphics like available that there is something we say, give the gift that gets them. Like, you know, you've got a quirky relative that's into X or Y. We likely have something to celebrate that. Shout out to Newsy. I'm glad to hear the backstory. I'm psyched that he's getting out there and around. Newsy, the mascot, will not be around tomorrow, will he?
Actually, Newsy has that appearance in Schenectady, so it's going to be I'll be driving through Schenectady. I'll be driving through Saratoga with Newsy Civilian before we get Newsy in the vehicle.
Okay.
And transported.
I won't even ask about the logistics of moving a giant newspaper roll.
We're looking at vehicles and measuring the back is the priority. And then we're looking at gas mileage.
Yep.
And then we're looking at gas mileage. So that's awesome. Where we're at. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I look forward so much to seeing you tomorrow.
Hey, Stan, if I could add, I just remembered, but like shout out to Angie manages the store. And
okay.
I've heard from a few people, like her energy is incredibly positive, and that's part of the magic of that store. So I hope anyone who hears this will come visit, check it out, and looking forward to the event tomorrow, Friday. Right. Thanks so much for having me, Stan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.